Chapter 4. The Photo. The next morning, Sylvia sat in a small office in the Secret Service building.
"Put your hand in this machine," an agent said. "I'm going to ask you some questions. The machine will check your answers."
Tobin and Nils Ludd watched through a one-way window.
"I have some information," Ludd said. "Her parents had a farm in the Mukwa Mountains. In the 1980s, the mountains were full of rebels and soldiers. Her parents were driving her younger sister home from school, and they were killed by accident, by Dr. Zuwani's soldiers."
"How old was Sylvia?" Tobin asked.
12 or 13, Ludd replied. "She will never forget or forgive Dr. Zuwani. I think she wants the UN to send him to the ICC.
The agent came into the room.
"Can you come with me, sir?" he said to Tobin. "I've done the test, but the results aren't clear. I don't know if she's telling the truth."
They left the room. Ludd watched Sylvia through the window, and then he went quietly into the office and stood behind Sylvia.
"How were the results?" she asked.
"I don't know," Ludd replied.
Sylvia turned quickly. Ludd smiled and held out his hand.
"I'm Nils Ludd, Dr. Zuwani's head of security. I want to ask you some questions, too."
Sylvia watched him carefully as she shook his hand.
"What's your opinion of Dr. Zuwani, Ms. Broom?" Ludd asked. "Do you believe that he's a good man?" "I believe in peace and quiet, Mr. Ludd," Sylvia said. "That's why I'm at the UN."
"You are not an ambassador. You only interpret."
He stopped for a second, then continued.
"You heard a whisper. So it will probably be difficult for you to recognize the speaker."
Sylvia looked at him.
"Maybe," she said slowly.
Suddenly, Ludd moved closer to her.
"Tell me, do you have a brother?" he asked.
Sylvia pulled away from him. The door opened, and Tobin walked in. He looked angrily at Ludd, then spoke to Sylvia.
"You can go. An agent will take you back to the UN."
Sylvia left the room quickly, and Tobin turned to Ludd.
"There are no results from the test," he said coldly. "But I believe her, and next time you want to question an American in the United States Secret Service offices, ask my permission."
As Sylvia and Ludd left the building, Tobin and Dot showed some other agents the pictures of Zuwani, Zola, and Kuman Kuman.
"I'm from Brooklyn," Agent Muhammad said. "Okay, Mo, you can follow Kuman Kuman. You and..."
Another man spoke.
"I was with him when he first came from Matobo." "Okay, Agent Ostroff, you can work with Mo. Now, Zola," Tobin continued. "The CIA has a list of his friends here in the U.S. We'll get it soon. We're looking at the protesters, too."
Pettigrew came into the room.
"I want to talk to you and Dot," he said to Tobin. They moved away from the other agents.
"What's happening?" Pettigrew asked.
"She only heard a whisper," Tobin said. "She won't recognize the voice."
"The killers don't know that," Pettigrew said.
"Wait a minute, Jay," Tobin protested. "That puts Sylvia in danger. They'll try to stop her."
"We've only got 3 days," Pettigrew said angrily.
He turned and walked away. An hour later,
Tobin had a call from Nils Ludd.
I'm sending you a photo. Can you print the front and back of it?
Yes, Tobin replied. He looked at his computer and waited for the picture. Listen, he continued. I need the names of everyone in the UN who arrived from Africa in the last 6 months, and a list of everyone at the Matoban offices here.
Why?
Ludd asked. We want the interpreter to listen to their voices, Tobin said.
It was only a whisper, Ludd said slowly.
She wants to try. She thinks she can recognize the voice. Ludd was silent for a minute. Then he said,
Do you have the photo? Look at it carefully. It's a protest against Zuwani. The speaker is Ajene Zola. Look at the crowd. Look closely.
There was a young white woman in the crowd. The picture wasn't clear.
Was it Sylvia?